track and measure your performance. Data needs to drive all of the decisions in your affiliate program. So taking a look, are you reaching those KPIs? What is working, and do more of that? What's not working, see if you can shift it or just get rid of it, like tracking all of your performance, because otherwise you won't know if your affiliate program is working.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focus podcast. If you're not familiar with the format, well, every 5 episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing channel. It could be email, it could be SEO, or like we're doing at the moment, it might be partnerships. And each episode, we release a new one every single Wednesday. We interview a different expert to explore some of the latest advice on making it work for you. At the moment, we are picking up our partnerships thread again. So we are covering it over the 5 episodes. We've been talking about affiliates. We've been talking about expanding your influencer marketing into ads. And in this episode, we're in affiliates again, and we are talking about how to start an affiliate program. Our guest has done an awesome list of the top 5 do's and the top 5 don'ts for getting your affiliate program right first time. And she's going to be taking us through all of that. Do make sure you listen to the end of the episode, because her insider tips have some extra special advice for helping you grow that affiliate campaign. And I'll share my take on it all and outlining a few other ways we can help you improve your business even more. So stay tuned to the end.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Have you yet downloaded the 500 Top Tips to Make Your E-commerce Business More Profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop, or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook. In this episode, I'm chatting with affiliate marketing expert Kelly Morrison. Kelly founded her business, Create Your Affiliate Program, 7 years ago, and has been busy helping e-commerce brands to launch and manage their affiliate activity ever since. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Chloe. Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome to have you here. How did you get into the world of affiliate marketing all those years ago?
Yeah, it actually happened, started in 2008. I had finished college and I started like an online marketing business, no clue what I was doing. And then I had some clients that I started working with, and they were doing affiliate programs, and it was all over the place. They were not organized about it. It was very kind of haphazard. And so I started to learn how to help them systematize their affiliate programs and manage their affiliate programs. And so a lot of what I learned in those early years was just by trial and error and seeing what worked for different brands. And so I, you know, have a background through college in business, but the true like affiliate marketing work I did by learning boots on the ground. And then in 2017, I took what I had learned working with as clients and started Create Your Affiliate Program, and had been focused on supporting e-com brands ever since.
Very cool. So you kind of came to it from the communication side rather than the, oh, we need more sales side of things. So you kind of learned the most important part, one could argue, of affiliate marketing first.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely the most important. People think that, oh, the getting your affiliates a link is the most important part of your affiliate program. And it's absolutely not. That's the easy part. The most important part is definitely communication with your affiliates as well. I know we'll dive into.
I know we'll dive into it too, because you applied to be a guest on the show, and you submitted an awesome pitch to cover the 5 do's and the 5 don'ts of starting an affiliate program. I mean, awesome. Love it when a guest puts that forward, because it's just so useful for the audience. So Let's do it. The five do's and the five don'ts of starting an affiliate program. Do you want to start with the do's or with the don'ts?
Let's start with the do's.
Okay, cool. What's our first do when we're creating an affiliate program?
Sure. When you're creating an affiliate program, or even if you have an affiliate program that's not doing much for your business yet, you want to define like clear goals and expectations for your affiliate program. Why are you creating this affiliate program? What do you want this affiliate program to do for you? What are your goals? Is it brand visibility? Is it more sales? Is it relationship building? Kind of knowing what that goal is for your affiliate program is your first step, and it's going to be the thing that helps you guide the setup of your affiliate program and the management of your affiliate program.
And what sort of goal should we be defining? Is it like we're going to recruit X affiliates in the next 12 months? Is it going to be we're going to have week one sales of $10 million? What's a reasonable goal? What sort of KPIs are we looking at?
Yeah, for KPIs, definitely you want to be growing month over month. And year over year, you won't have that year over year data quite yet. Setting a number of affiliates is great, but one thing to know is that when you have, you could have 100 affiliates and only 20 of them might promote for you. So don't get too hung up on the number of affiliates. You want to have quality affiliates, which we'll talk about. But definitely the number of affiliates and the amount of revenue you hope that your affiliate program will generate. When you're setting up your affiliate program, about 3 months in, you'll kind of have a good idea of like, here's what our affiliate program has done, and here's what we could expect to see.
Nice. Okay. So number one is to define our goals. What's number two?
Yeah, number two is choosing the right affiliates. A lot of people think that it's a numbers game. Oh, I need to get 1,000 affiliates signed up, and I'm just going to make revenue after revenue after revenue, right? And it's really about having the right affiliates. Who has the audience that you want to get in front of? The right audience, right? And so finding affiliates that their audience is ideal for your products that you have, finding people that stay in good communication with your audience, also finding people that have a good reputation with their audience. Because if they have not a great reputation with their audience, and then they're out talking about your products, people are going to start to develop a negative conversation about your product. So it's good to have affiliates that like would be proud for them to be sharing out about your product. So yes to having a bunch of affiliates, but having the right affiliates is more important. I'd rather less right fit affiliate than just 1,000 affiliates that do they even care about what they're promoting.
I love that one because I think so many people when they start think they have to say yes to everybody. It's like the fear of, well, if we don't say yes to everyone, we'll never get any sales. Like, no, everybody. Vet them. Decide who you want to work with.
I've also found just in my experience of managing affiliate programs that it's like 20% of your affiliates do 80% of the work. So you could have 100 affiliates and I think 20 of them are going to be the ones pushing sales, and the other 80 will kind of waffle in and out, right? And there's things you can do to help that, but you can have a very successful affiliate program with a small number of dedicated affiliates.
So point number three then. We've defined our goals. We've got the right affiliates on board. What's our next do?
Yeah, you want to provide your affiliates with everything that they need to actually get out there and promote for you. So it's not enough just to get them access to their affiliate link. You want to make sure that they have all of the marketing materials that they need for sharing about your products. So some of your affiliates, and this kind of gets into the influencer stage that they might have already own your product, and be creating like user-generated content. But for affiliates that are going to share about your products that maybe don't own it, you want to give them image in it. You want to give them the social content they need to post. You want to let them know exactly how to promote your business, your products online. So setting them up for success right out the gate is the most important part. One of the ways to do that is with a welcome email campaign. So when they sign up to your affiliate program, send them a series of welcome emails that gives them everything that they need to promote for you and also teaches them the best ways to promote for you and can do all of that when providing your marketing materials.
Nice. Okay, so number four then, what's our fourth do?
Yeah, so you're going to track and measure your performance. So data needs to drive all of the decisions in your affiliate program. So taking a look, are you reaching those KPIs? What is working, and do more of that? What's not working, see if you can shift it or just get rid of it, but definitely like tracking all of your performance, because otherwise you won't know if your affiliate program is working.
And are you looking at that at headline account level, or are you looking affiliate by affiliate level?
Both. So when I'm tracking affiliate data for my clients, we're looking at it week to week. So we're every week, we're looking at the numbers. We're tracking the number of clicks. We're tracking the number of sales, commissions paid out, average order value. We're also taking a look at who are our top 10 affiliates and who are our top 10 click drivers to kind of see, okay, these people are driving a lot of clicks, but they're not getting sales. Like, what's the disconnect there? And also you'll start to see like your top, over time, you'll start to see like who are your top affiliates, and you'll know to offer them more incentives or to go further with, you know, like do more with them. And it gives you a chance to see, okay, I have these 10 click drivers, but they're not generating sales. What can I do to support that? So you're kind of looking at it that way.
Nice. Thank you for the extra info on that. And then we've only got one more do. So what's the last do?
Yeah, you want to stay in great communication with your affiliates. So at a bare minimum, you need to be sending a monthly newsletter. Ideally, you're sending a newsletter to your affiliate every week. You'll have better results if you do that, but making sure that you're communicating with your affiliates. Do not just give them a link and leave them to their own devices to promote your products. They will not do it.
I'm so glad that was in your list of do's, because I think it's the one thing that e-commerce marketers frequently miss in the affiliate growth skill set mix is the fact you actually have to communicate.
Yeah. And I think it's important like to treat, you know, to treat your affiliates the same way that you do your customers. Make it a great experience for them. Let them know you're there to support them. Let your affiliates know you're there to give them any resources that they need. And you can do all of that for a monthly newsletter or a weekly newsletter that's specific for your affiliates.
Very cool. Okay. So we've had our five do's. Number one, define goals. Number two, choose the right affiliates. Number three, provide them with the right stuff. Number four, track and measure your performance and optimize. And number five, communicate. So what shouldn't we do? Because there's a lot for us to do there. So it's going to be really good that there's stuff we shouldn't be doing. What shouldn't we do, Kelly?
Yeah. So the first thing not to do is do not accept every affiliate that applies to join your program. Again, and we kind of touched on this, you want to make sure that you're working with affiliates that have a good reputation with their audience. And so it's nice to keep an eye on like who's applying to your program. A lot of the big affiliate platforms will rank your potential affiliate. So it's said, you know, if they have a negative ranking, no, they're not coming into our affiliate program. Yeah, but just keeping an eye on your affiliates and don't accept everyone just because you're trying to get more affiliates. Quality over quantity every day of the week.
Definitely deserves to be said again and again and again. Number two, don't.
Yeah, so don't set unrealistic commission structures. So brands, you know, companies, we want to keep as much money as we can. But with affiliates, you need to pay them enough that they'll be incentivized to actually promote.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. And it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Have you yet downloaded the 500 Top Tips to Make Your E-Commerce Business More Profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook.
For you. In the physical product space, 5% is a nice commission. It's kind of the industry standard. And you can bump up commissions to incentivize your affiliates. So for example, if you have an affiliate partner that you really want to bring on, but 5% just isn't enough to excite them to promote, give them 10%. Yes, it's going to cost you more in affiliate commissions, but think about the sales that they'll bring in. So you need to be competitive with your affiliate commissions and don't, you know, be stingy.
Is it still worth running things like welcome bonuses? You know, like X if you drive your first sale or 10% for the first 3 months. Is that sort of thing still work in the affiliate space?
Yeah, it absolutely still works. You can definitely offer incentives for when they get their first sale or like a welcome incentive, like you said, for the first 3 months. Commission incentives are also great if you want to re-engage in active affiliates. Like, hey, you haven't promoted for us in a while. For the month of, you know, May, we'd love to bump up your commission to get you earning some commissions. So it's also great offering commission bumps for re-engaging existing affiliates too.
Nice. Okay, number three of our don'ts, please.
Yeah, so number three is don't neglect your affiliates. And this goes back, it's probably the thing that I harp on the most about sending an affiliate newsletter. So don't just have your affiliate sign up and give them a link and then, you know, they can access your affiliate portal. Email your affiliates, communicate with your affiliates. If your affiliates are tagging your brand on social media, have your social media marketing team engage with their social posts and things like that. Communicate with your affiliates, relationship build with your affiliates, support your affiliates. It'll go a long way to help that revenue side of the business.
I love the idea of getting your social media team to work with them too, because I think so often it gets restricted to purely the affiliate channel. But if you're making the rest of their marketing activity happy too, then yeah, I love that one. Not heard that one anywhere else, I don't think. Number four.
Yeah, so this one, and I think most brands are not doing this, but don't rely on your affiliates for your complete revenue, right? So you never want to have your affiliates solely responsible for bringing in all of the revenue for your brands. What's great about affiliates, for most of my clients that I work with, their affiliate programs are bringing anywhere from 5 to 15% of their brand's revenue. I think that's a really good sweet spot. More, like we'll take more, right? But you can't always rely on revenue from your affiliates because it's going to shift and change with what's going on in the industry, what's going on in economies and things like that. So do what you can with your affiliate program, but never, you know, solely rely on it for your company's revenue.
I think that's good advice generally for marketing in 2025 is have diversity of channels, everybody. Okay. Number five, then, the last of our do's and don'ts. What have we got?
Yeah. So this is don't ignore the compliance and legal issues. Everyone needs to have a terms of service for their affiliate programs and affiliate terms agreements and making sure that your affiliates are agreeing to that when they sign on for your affiliate program. And as much as possible, always remind your affiliates to disclose when they're sharing their affiliate link. So many people don't do that. And I know like here in the States that like the FTC can get you on that. I'm not sure about like in other countries and things, but it's definitely want to make sure that your affiliate program is legally compliant.
I love the fact you've included that one because I think sometimes it gets forgotten about. So, well, as you said, don't ignore it. So everyone, that was our five don'ts. Don't accept everyone. Don't set unrealistic commission structures. Don't neglect your affiliates. Don't rely on just your affiliates. And don't ignore the compliance and legal issues. Loving those list of 10 things, Kelly. But I've got a couple of other questions for you if you're up for it in the world of affiliates.
Yeah, definitely hit me.
First off, I think the thing which most brands get hung up on when they decide to start with affiliates is, do they buy software to run it or do they pay an affiliate network to run it? You know, so are they going to Awin or one of the others to go, we're going to join your network and leverage all your tech, or we're going to install this on our Shopify app and run it through there? What's your guidance to people on which to do?
Yeah, so it's actually always dependent on the brand. So if you're a brand that, say, you're on Shopify and you're going to use Shopify Collabs, you can run your full affiliate program through there. Shopify Collabs either has their network of affiliates. ShareSell is merging with Awin. They're about to be the same, so you're only going to have access to Awin. What's great about that is you can access their network of affiliates, but you can also bring in your own affiliates. I'm not someone that recommends like one specific tool because it's always specific for the brand and what their goals are and what they're looking to accomplish. And so it's hard for me to say like this one tool was perfect for everyone. So
that's kind of the right answer, isn't it? It's like, well, it completely depends on what you're trying to achieve, who you're trying to work with, what you're trying to sell. So you've got to do your research on that one. So I love that. The other thing is, you know, one of the reasons why we're doing this mini series is partnerships rather than an affiliates month or an influencers month is because I feel like they're merging and like, we're not really, you know, the influencer team and the affiliate team, if you've got two teams, should be working really closely together. And as an affiliate manager, you shouldn't be going, oh no, they're an influencer. We can't put them on the affiliate program. So do you find that you're seeing that merge happening with your clients? Do you find that, you know, maybe for someone they see you as their influencer manager, even though you're running affiliates? What's your take on that conundrum in the industry at the moment?
Yeah, there's definitely crossover, especially because like with influencers, they might be an influencer for your brand just for a short while, and then they can transition into like a true affiliate partner. And they can still be earning commissions for promoting your brands, even if you don't have like an agreement in place with them or like a brand's partnership in place with them. They're definitely starting to merge. I think we're also going to start seeing more of that like as time goes on, of like a melting between affiliates and influencers. And it's not like, I think a lot of affiliate managers, I know that I do for one of the brands that I work with, also handle their influencer marketing because it is so much profitable.
And you're seeing influencers as a recruitment channel for the affiliate channel in some ways, even though they are merging.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. Okay, Kelly, it's been great picking your brains about starting an affiliate program. Listeners, remember, stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Kelly's insider tips and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your businesses. Okay, Kelly, so far we've gone deep into the five do's and the five don'ts of starting an affiliate program. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of partnerships, affiliates, influencers, etc., etc., etc. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with that, which of course does include everything we've already been talking about. Kelly, are you ready for these?
I'm ready.
Cool. Let's start with newbie advice then. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to set yourself up for success by making sure you're clear on your goals and expectations for your affiliate program. Why are you wanting to do this? Is it brand visibility? Is it more sales? And then from there, you can research what is the best tool for me to get my affiliate program set up. So that would be kind of first step. Get your goals and get your tool.
Nice. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Not to sound like a broken record, but newsletters. So send your affiliates a newsletter every single week, if at all possible, and stay in great communication with your affiliates. That'll be the number one thing that helps your affiliate program grow. If you're going to be able to update them and communicate with them and build relationships with them through that affiliate newsletter.
Nice. Communicate, everybody. That's what we're saying. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you can recommend?
Yeah. So if you're starting your affiliate program, or even if you have your affiliate program going already, I have a list of the three must-haves for creating a profitable affiliate program. You can check that out. It's on my website, createyouraffiliateprogram.com/must-haves. And those would be kind of like the three essentials that your affiliate program needs to have, whether you're just getting started or if you have an existing affiliate program, you want to still make sure you have those three things.
Nice. There's one you need to go and get your hands on, everybody. Finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Yeah, so we kind of touched on this a few minutes ago, but there's definitely going to be like a melting between affiliates and influencer crossover. And so just making sure that your affiliate program is also set up to support influencers that are going to opt in for your program. So they're going to be used to like being paid to promote regardless of if they earn a commission. So you want to make sure that your onboarding process for your affiliates is set up to support them and like, hey, actually, this is how our affiliate program will work. We're, you know, going to pay you for earning commissions.
Very cool. Kelly, we are very nearly at the end of the show. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business? Please.
Sure. You can find me at createyouraffiliateprograms.com. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, at Create Your Affiliate Program. And I also am the host of the Product Seller Summit. And you can find me at theproductsellersummit.com. So those would be the best places to connect.
Love that. And that summit sounds like worth checking out. What was the URL for that one again?
Theproductsellersummit.com.
There we go, everybody. Kelly, thank you so much for being on the show. I loved your top 10. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
What an excellent checklist there for you to get right as you start and grow your affiliate marketing. Loving those five do's and don'ts from Kelly. You can get our notes on this episode, the full transcript and a load more stuff at keepoptimizing.com. You can use our special direct episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right page of the website. When you get to the website, why not add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the things we share to help you improve your business? Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, then check out the one before this, episode 251, where Red Barrington is taking us through what it takes to scale an affiliate marketing program. Excellent episode with Red. And I think that will really help you build on what's in this episode. You can also find our full thread of partnerships content by scrolling up your feed a bit or use the short link keepopt.com/partnerships. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because I want to help as many marketers as possible to improve the performance of their e-commerce marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Have you yet downloaded the 500 Top Tips to Make Your E-commerce Business More Profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook.